Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 19, 2022. To connect with the Shekhinah, divinity. It is written in Dijul within Ephraim, one who truly wants to serve the Creator, meaning, to yearn for coming closer to the upper force, to build correct connection between people, since it is impossible to work for the Creator and to come closer to Him in any way other than by building in practice the connection between us. Such a person must include himself with all creations. He should feel that he is in them just as the Creator is in each of us, but we do not feel it. He must connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him, that is, to reach a state where we are connected to each other so that we do not feel the difference between us, at all. In our world, there is such an example of this in a pregnant woman whose body works only for the development of the fetus. We need to imagine that each of us is impregnated with the group, and we want to develop it, to be in it so that it is in us, to such an extent that we do not feel the difference between us. It is just one body, one desire, one yearning, one life. That is, leave for yourself only what is necessary to connect with the Shekhinah, divinity. A person should not have anything besides the yearning to connect with the Creator through connection with the friends. The Creator is attained as a common connection between us. He is not somewhere outside of us, but we are constantly creating Him out of the right connection between us. Try to imagine what the nature of the connection between you is today in order to create the Creator from it. To the extent that you would yearn for connection, you will begin to attain the revelation of the Creator between you, which you reach through your actions. In addition, you will begin to feel how the upper force, the common upper light, is in you according to your correct connection with each other, and then you will call this animating force the Creator. And in order to unite with Him, it is necessary to bring together many people, for the more people serve the Creator, meaning work in order to attract this upper force upon themselves, the more the light of the Shekhinah, the light of the Creator, the upper light, appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations, and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah. So you must feel that He is in them. Just as the Creator is in each of us, but we don't feel it, so He needs to connect Himself with all the souls and incorporate Himself with them and they with Him. In other words, to achieve a state where we are so connected to each other that we don't feel any difference between us, that everyone is together. The correct connection between us is the one in which the upper light is revealed according to its similarity to the light. Although our connection is between egoistic desires, if everyone rises above them a little and begins to treat his friends altruistically, then in these altruistic connections, which are like superstructures between our egoistic connections, the Creator begins to be revealed. Then this altruistic connection will be called the Shekhinah, the spiritual kli, vessel, in which the Creator is revealed. It all depends on how much we rise above the egoistic connections between us, which were initially created correctly in order for us to rise above them in the opposite quality, in the opposite relation, contrary to our relations with each other, and to understand that we must be opposite to ourselves. That is, to make a restriction, symptom, screen, masach, and reflected light, ol hazer, and to raise ourselves above egoistic relations. To the extent that we create altruistic relations, the quality of bestowal, even, perhaps, love for each other, we create the Shekhinah, the place, the kli, in which the Creator is revealed to the extent of our equivalence to Him. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. My new article on LinkedIn, propagates sex change to school children? Absolutely not. I was asked about my position on the issue of propagating the legitimacy of children going through the process of changing their sex. In North America, I was told, this is one of the most contentious topics. So, In short, I know that some people feel uncomfortable in their bodies and may feel better if they change their sex. But to propagate the idea to children, who are susceptible to any notion we adults install in them? Absolutely not. The fact that it might be right for some people does not mean that we should make it mainstream and even cool. The desirable way is to live the way nature has made us, male and female. I have met people who felt like they belonged in a different body than the one they were born in. I spoke to them, and I understand them. It happens, just as any oddity happens. However, it is very rare and should not be regarded as routine or common. I realize that today, you need to be courageous or be regarded as a freak if you dare to tell the truth, but trends that come and go according to people's egoistic whims do not change nature. Nature has created us, male and female, and this is what we should remain. There is no clear line between males and females. Males have feminine qualities, just as females have masculine traits. Yet, every person has a biological gender, and that gender is the dominant one, except, as I said, in very rare cases. When grown-ups feel that they are living in the wrong body, they can choose to perform whatever procedure they want on themselves. But until we are grown up, we should grow the way nature created us. The social environment has a critical influence on children. When they are young, you can make them think and do anything you want. The Nazis, for example, educated Germany's children to believe that they were superior to everyone else, not only to Jews, and that the rest of the world must serve them or be destroyed. Through books, lessons, and films, they brainwashed their children to believe that they were the superior race. Just so, it is possible to install any notion in children's minds if we use the education system and social media to facilitate it. However, the results can be disastrous. If you spread the idea that sex change is normal, even trendy, it can lead children who initially have no problem with their gender to think that there is something wrong with them. It might push them into wanting to do something they will not be able to undo simply because they want to be like everyone else, and they feel that everyone is going in this direction. We know that being popular means everything to children, and especially to adolescents. As a result, they might do things they will regret sometime later but will never be able to reverse or mend. If parents do not prevent children from making such mistakes, it can ruin those children's lives for good. It is terrible, and it is wrong. I think that instead of making the abnormal trendy, we should encourage people to be who they are and realize their potential just as they were born. If people receive recognition for who they are, and society rewards them and respects them for contributing their skills and efforts to the common good, people will not feel dissatisfied with themselves. At the same time, adults who feel that they are living in the wrong body should have access to using the possibilities that modern medicine offers to make them feel more comfortable with their gender. What does it mean to rise above the restriction? Question: What does it mean to rise above the restriction? Answer: It means reducing one's egoistic desire for oneself, not even the desire itself, but its intention, and trying to replace it with intention for the sake of others and then for the sake of the Creator. In fact, there is no Creator as such. And what we can imagine under the concept of for the sake of the Creator is that we are all together and each one of us works to give back to the group and to the world. We cannot escape from this. As a result, we will still be forced to change ourselves, if not now, then after a certain number of years or various events. The world will force us to do it, or the sufferings will. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 7, 2022, Annulling Before the Friends, Lesson 2. No supernatural actions are required. Question: What does the building of the Creator mean if we have no idea of His existence except for what we hear from Kabbalists? Answer: We know what hatred, love, rejection, and connection are in our corporeal feelings. No supernatural actions are required of us. We must ensure that all our concepts of distance, proximity, hatred, and love are directed at our friends. Why are we doing this? So that we elevate the manner our relations with the friends to the Creator. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022. Approaching the Creator through the network of connections between us, Lesson 1. In a vicious circle of global dependence, the Creator created the dependence of each of us on His environment. We see even in the evolution of humanity how people gradually unite and feel dependent on each other. It might have been through conquests, through negative relations between each other, but people are beginning to unite more and more, culturally, scientifically. Look at the importance tourism has acquired in our time. Where does this desire to go somewhere come from in people? This wasn't around even 100 years ago. People didn't have such desires. But they are gradually developing in us. Why did the Creator create a person's dependence, starting from his small environment, home, family, city, country, to a huge environment where I feel the whole planet, all of humanity, and understand that, in principle, I am dependent on them? We are beginning to feel this, especially lately. We depend on oil and gas supplies, on what kind of harvest there will be somewhere, etc., and then we will move in such a way that we will feel dependence on the whole planet. And this will lead us to the need for good relations with each other. We will not be able to cancel the dependence between us, but we will be forced to change it from negative to positive. And then we will be cured of all the pandemics, from all the problems and viruses that harm us, from anything. As a result, we will come to the point that we will need all the billions of people, and all this is actually the structure of my personal soul, your personal soul, his personal soul, and our common soul, because it is one for everyone. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022, Deriving the Greatness of the Goal from the Friends, Lesson 4. What can't be repeated in the world? Only the possibility to make a copy is the true criterion of originality. Only authentic truth can be the object of imitation or parody, attributed to Jacques Derrida. Question: is there anything in the world that cannot be repeated? Answer: the only thing that cannot be repeated in the world is the creation of something from nothing. This is the prerogative of the Creator. Everything else can be repeated because you will already be making from what was created out of nothing. Question: is there an inner point from this inner person? Answer: each person has his own point that breaks away from his egoism and gives him the opportunity to create out of himself a likeness to the Creator. To the extent of this similarity, he will be called man, Adam. Adam, from the word Dome, similar. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, December 6, 2021. Nothing happens suddenly. Question: how does a person become a prophet? Suppose he is sitting and some kind of insight suddenly comes to him? Answer: no. He must exit himself, get out of his egoism, and he start interacting with others on the basis of the altruism that develops in him and through them with the Creator. Only then does a person become a prophet. Moreover, this is an accumulative process that can take decades before he enters contact with the upper force of nature and changes his properties, his nature. It is not the way it seems to us, that he is sitting and suddenly some kind of insight comes to him in reality or in a dream. Nothing happens suddenly. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 21, 2021. Michael Laitman, on Quora: how do I love others as myself? We know what we want to receive for ourselves. That should be the same as what we want to give to others. We should thus remember that loving others first and foremost means treating others as we treat ourselves. Of course, since our nature is egoistic, prioritizing self-benefit over benefiting others, and also often at their expense, then thinking and acting to the same extent toward others goes against our nature and seems impossible. If we have an initial spark of a desire to love others as ourselves, we should seek regular learning that guides us on how to rise above our inborn egoistic connection and enter into an opposite altruistic one. Also, we should seek a supportive environment, that is, people with a similar inclination who would provide us with encouragement, reminders and examples to help us make that shift from loving ourselves, egoism, to loving others, altruism, time and again. Moreover, by engaging ourselves in such learning and a supportive environment, we start attracting to ourselves the positive force of love, giving and connection that dwells in nature. It is specifically this force that grants us the ability to love others as ourselves. We gain such an ability by adapting ourselves to that force by growing our desire to positively and altruistically connect to each other through learning the wisdom of such connection and mutual support. Based on CAB TV's The Last Generation with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on June 6, 2018. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Is it worth to lower your ego? In the news, Times of India, low stress and anxiety levels are observed among people who experience in the decreased activity in frontal lobes, attained during meditation. 24/7 working frontal lobes, processing complex information and events all the time, when experience lower to non-activity during meditation practice or prayer, delve into the realm of enlightenment where there is no stress, hassle or worry. Lower activity in frontal lobe is linked with the feelings of surrendering one's will completely, states Andrew Newberg, a neuroscientist, and the author of The Metaphysical Mind, Probing the Biology of Philosophical Thought. When our egoistic mind submits itself completely to something infinite and larger than itself, it experiences enlightenment. My response, certainly, because a person erases everything within himself in general. He greatly reduces his ego and sort of dissolves. This is an incorrect state because at the same time he annuls his I, his personality, he wants to be in a passive state of merging with the surroundings in the form of an inanimate element. Comment, scientists, however, call this moment balance and proximity to nature. My response, of course, if I turn into a stone, then I am close to nature. On the contrary, if I am an egoist who wants to know, discover, feel, and try, then this is already an I existing in nature in its individual form. It is wrong to lower your ego because it is against progress, against development, against evolution, and against nature itself. This brings us closer to the inanimate level. We simply have no way out. This way we come to a state of balance, peace, an undisturbed state. Yet, in principle, it is necessary to advance to the point where we clearly use all our egoism, everything that can possibly appear should be revealed and developed in us, and at such a huge egoistic peak of feelings and mind, we are in balance with nature. Question: does it mean that it is the desire that affects the work of the brain? The more you develop the desire, the more actively the brain begins to work and serve the desire? Answer: the brain exists only to pursue the desire. If the desire has a task to achieve, the brain helps us to be filled with what we desire. From CAB TV's Close Up. Anamnesis, February 19, 2010.